Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind, focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. Perhaps you've heard the story of Ho Yi the Archer, one of the greatest heroes in Chinese mythology. Already the world's greatest archer, he rose to divine superstardom during the time of the Ten Suns, when the Middle Kingdom suffered under the intense heat of a blazing sky. The Emperor Yao called upon Yi for assistance, and so the great archer shot each of the nine surplus suns out of the sky, saving the world from a fiery fate. But the Middle Kingdom was still not safe. While the solar calamity had been averted, many strange and unnatural beings still roamed the land and tormented the people. Emperor Yao called upon the mighty archer once more to dispense with this new threat. The plague of monsters featured great serpents and giant birds. They boasted names such as Nine Gullet, Typhoon, Mound Pig, and Long Snake. According to translators John Major et al. In 2010's The Huainanzi, a guide to the theory and practice of government in early Han China, these monsters pop up in various warring states in Han works and seem to represent destructive forces of nature. But there's one monster we must single out for its unique appearance and ferocity. Zhao Qi, Chisel Tooth or Chisel Tusk. An 8th-century Tang Dynasty tile depicts a creature thought to represent Chiseltooth. He has the appearance of a great ogre with a bald head, pig-like nose, bat ears, and a huge chisel-like tooth emerging from his upper jaw. Cyril Birch's Tales from China retells Yi's adventures and describes, quote, one huge tooth gleaming yellow against its chest. The monster is said to make grisly use of his great razor-sharp tooth, severing heads and rending his victim's flesh. He is the great butcher. He cuts down whole towns and eats what he likes. No wonder the emperor ordered Yi to hunt the killer down. As Birch tells it, Yi and his companion set out across the water meadows and soon discovered signs of the monster's bloodlust. Decapitated bodies littered the ground. Whole towns had been decimated as if by an environmental force. Chiseltooth fled before his hunters and retreated to his caves, but then reemerged with a great shield. Yi's arrows were useless against such defenses, but the great archer stood his ground. Chiseltooth advanced closer and closer, and just as the monster lowered his shield and reared his ugly head to strike, Yi let fly his arrow and severed the tooth from the monster's head right at the gums. Chiseltooth, like all the other monsters, fell dead at Yi's feet. Yi would have many more adventures, but his later life, we are told, was marked by tragedy. His wife, Chang'e, drank the elixir of immortality and flew to the moon. Alone and mortal, Yi's annual offerings to his wife became the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival still practiced today. Yi himself eventually died, in some tellings at the hands of his own scheming apprentice, who wanted the secrets of his archery all to himself. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week during the months of September and October. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.